to Italy now, which is in a showdown with the European Union over debt and spending. The Italian government wants to fulfill its promise to lower the retirement age and boost subsidies for the poor, but the EU says Italy's budget plan would put the entire bloc at risk. NPR's Silvia Bajoli reports.
The European Union has rejected Italy's proposed free spending 2019 budget and recommended disciplinary actions.
With what the Italian government has put on the table, we see a risk of the country sleepwalking into instability.
That was European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis. He said the EU could possibly sanction Italy with a fine if it doesn't produce a budget proposal that complies with EU rules. His judgment angered Italians, including 25-year-old Roman taxi driver Moreno Masullo.
We've hit rock bottom. I see it on my job. People stay home because they're too scared to spend money. And the EU is constantly blocking us. If the government says this budget will pull us up, it must not give in to the EU.
Italy's maverick government, a coalition of the populist five-star movement and far-right league, took office in June, promising generous welfare spending, tax cuts, and a lower retirement age in a country with one of the world's highest longevity rates. Many economists, business leaders, and Italy's EU partners warned Rome to focus more on deficit reduction. The latest was European Central Bank President Mario Draghi.
To protect their households and firms from rising interest rates, high-debt countries should simply not increase their debt even further. And all countries should respect the rules of the Economic and Monetary Union.
But Deputy Prime Minister and leader of the League, Matteo Salvini, remained defiant.
Is this the Europe we want for our children? A Europe that imposes fines? A Europe that makes threats? I want a beautiful, tranquil Europe where governments can freely spend their citizens' money to help their citizens.
We need the EU badly. We don't have a second home to replace the European Union.
Beppe Severgnini is one of Italy's best-known journalists and commentators. He's very critical of League leader Salvini's tough-guy rhetoric, often reminiscent of Italy's fascist past.
I think Salvini plays with, you know, this idea of a strong man will sort it out for you. It's a very dangerous idea that created disasters all over the world.
Italy is both too big to fail and also too big to be bailed out.
Economist Giampaolo Galli says Italy's EU partners fear that Rome's borrow-and-spend plans could trigger a crisis that could spread to other Eurozone members. Should Italy default on its public debt, says Galli, the impact would be much bigger than the collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008.
Italy is much bigger, it has much deeper interrelations than Lehman Brothers worldwide, both commercial and financial linkages.
Italy finds itself isolated in the EU with no support even from other Eurosceptic populist governments. Should Rome continue to dig in its heels, the EU disciplinary steps could lead within a few months to fines, a freeze on EU funds, and EU monitoring on Italy's issuance of new sovereign bonds. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.